What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 6. True! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And at this time, I have a special guest. She is a woman of God. She is a podcast host. She has a podcast show called 12 Street Talkback. And we're going to talk to her about her life journey, her podcast show, and many more. This was a really dope interview, and I can't wait for y'all to check this episode out. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. You are tuned in to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with your host, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. And I am Sister Christy Christ from A Fistful Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I will be giving y'all the legitimate facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, be grateful for what you got. Your time is coming. And what I mean by that is sometimes in life, you just have to be patient and be grateful for what you got, because you just have to remind yourself that big things are coming. So always be grateful and just remind yourself that big things are coming. That is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Meet the Gentlemen Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this following episode may contain sensitive topics that is not suitable for all my audience. So I just want to take the time to let you know that viewer discretion is advised. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
It's your girl, Victoria J, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is a woman of God. She got a podcast show called Talk Three Talk Back Podcast. We got Miss Victoria J on the show. Victoria, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing good. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
Yes,
I'm a fan. So,
oh, thank you. That really means a lot. And I really like your show, but we're gonna talk more about that when we get to it. So, we're gonna start off with, where are you from?
I am from Virginia. I'm a Virginia girl. I moved to North Carolina around 1979 when I was about 10, 11 years old, but I'm a Virginia girl at heart.
Nice. It's crazy because my mother was born in Virginia as well.
Oh, wow. What part? Yeah. I'm from Roanoke,
Valley. I don't remember what part, but I might have to ask her, but I don't remember what part. But yeah, she was born in Virginia when she was a kid, so that's really dope. So how would you describe yourself with three words?
Oh, wow. Loyal to, loving, and dedicated.
Nice. That's a really good trait. You know what's funny? My last guest that I had, Shaquita Johnson from Chronicle of a Virgo, she said the same trait you just said.
Oh, wow.
The same three traits. Just now. So that's really crazy. You know, shout out to her.
That's my Virgo twin right there.
There you go. Y'all Virgo. There you go.
We Virgos and we have the same last name as well. So it was meant to be.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one talent that you have, but nobody knows about?
You know, Ken, I was thinking about that. I don't really have a talent that nobody knows about other than back in the day, I used to be a really pretty good dancer. I don't anymore. But if I do say so myself, I can dance my tail off if I wanted to.
That's dope.
I used to have dance battles with my little brother and his little crew, and I won every time. I was the only female, but I won every time. So in my adult life, that would be the one trait that people don't know about me.
That's really good. That's really good. So now let's talk about your beginning of life. So let's talk about how you was as a kid, you know, growing up.
Gosh, I was a wild one. I think towards my teens, I was more looking for something, looking to fit in, looking to be in that popular circle. I was starting to come into my own, and I wanted to be in the in crowd, as we all do. Fortunately, that was not my destination. I was raised with eight brothers and sisters. There's eight of us. Yes, in a Christian household. So we, if for anybody that knows anything about Christians, we kind of on a tight rope, so we have to sneak and do a lot of things that our parents don't want us to do, and then find out quickly that it wasn't for us. But, you know, growing up, it was, you know, eight kids, four boys, four girls. It was bougie poor, as I like to say. We had the biggest house, nicest house on the block, but on the inside, if you could throw rocks, sometimes it was a little difficult. So, you know, it was a difficult upbringing, trying to stay centered. And I'm like the baby sister, trying to stay centered and do the right thing, but kind of shy away from church. So it was a love-hate relationship growing up. I was still trying to find out if I wanted to do the Christian walk, and I stirred away.
I could relate, you know, being the only boy with three sisters, being raised in a Christian home, and then shot away for church as well. I definitely could relate to that story. I definitely could relate.
I heard that in one of your episodes that you came from a Christian background.
Yeah, heavy Christian background, yes. My aunt was, my grandfather was a pastor. Then when he passed away, my aunt became a pastor. So, yeah, so I'm pretty much in the background of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's like me. My grandmother was the pastor, and all my uncles and all my aunts, and it was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how all that you've been through made you the person that you are today?
What I could say about that is, growing up with a single parent, and it just being your mother, and she worked all the time, sometimes two jobs, I wanted material things a lot. I wanted to fit in with the in crowd. And of course, when you got eight children, you can't do everything per se as someone would if they had one or two children. And I went after all the wrong things. And once I started, I guess the boys started to notice me and showed me that I was an attractive girl. I went about all the things in the wrong way. And it cost me dearly growing up in my late 18, 19, in my 20s, just making all the wrong moves too fast because of the background that I came from. And my background was not, it wasn't horrible. It was just like, you know, again, a mother with eight children trying to spread everything around. Sometimes you feel left out. Sometimes you don't get the attention that you quite desire, and you go seeking it someplace else. And then, of course, like you said yourself, being in a Christian household, there's a lot of things that you're not allowed to do. A lot of places you're not allowed to go if it's not church related. So for me, I pulled that wild card And I found myself standing in a place in my late 20s and 30s that I did not want to be. So if I don't know if that answered the question for you, but
no, that was a really good answer. That was a really good answer. So we know that you are a woman of God. So my question to you is, what made you decide that you wanted to become saved?
Ooh. Well, traveling in all the wrong circles. Back in 2014, I lost my really, really good job. I was married to my second husband at that particular time. I found out that he wasn't the man that I thought he was. A lot of secrets started to unfold. I lost my, like I said, good job. And I went down a path that was social drinking, social clubbing, and it turned into a habit. It turned into an occasional drink here and there to constantly drinking all the time. I mean, going back and forth to our liquor store every 2 days and just not being healed, bottling up a lot of hurt and pain. You know, the people that I thought was in my corner during that time, and that stretched out from 2015, 16, all the way up to about 2020, 21. And I was masking all that, and I didn't know how to deal with it, and that was my outlet. My house, as they say, closet drinker. And one day I looked up and I said, this is not working for me. It's tearing on my body. This is not the person that I know. This is not the person that I know when I look in the mirror. The happy-go-lucky girl that I used to be before everything came crashing down. And for me and my second marriage, I thought I had found my Prince Charming, my safety. With all of that going on and then having teenagers in the house and just looking for a job. Trying to put things back together. I ended up in New York for a year, year and a half with my best friend, homeless, separated from my children. That year and a half, lost my mother the week that I came back. Lost my sister, my best friend, the following year. And I said, you know, this is not working. And I went back to doing what I knew how to do, and that was pray. And I looked up one day and I said, God, you know, I'm done with it. And at that particular time on that very day, I had a drink in my hand. And I said, I'm done with it. I said, if you take it away from me, I won't pick it up again. I woke up the next morning thinking that was something I just went through. Glory be to God. I put that drink down that day and I never picked up another one again. So that's my story in a nutshell. And he gave me different things to do to spend my time doing different outlets, whether it was projects. I love to paint and I love music and just getting back into my work, getting back into my church home and just start fellowshipping with like-minded people. So that's basically it.
And I just want to say thank you for sharing that story. And also, I just got saved like back in 2020, because a long time ago, I was doing a lot too. I was a club promoter and I used to drink a lot as well. And during the pandemic, I guess that when I decided to get back into, you know, getting saved again. So, but thank you for sharing that story.
You're welcome. No problem. I wanted to be able to... When I walked into the ABC stores, I saw a lot of women that looked like me, and not just my skin, professional women. Some would come in their nurses' uniforms, doctors' jackets, business suits. And I said to myself, I can't honestly be the only one that's trying to juggle family, juggle a career, and hurting something somewhere deep inside hurt. To whereas I saw a lot of women just going in and out. So, you know, my thing with that is if I could share my story and bring awareness to just women in general, that has been a big avenue for a lot of women, a lot of single women, a lot of married women going in and out. They may not do hard drugs, but alcohol is a hard drug if you consume too much of it. And that's what I saw, you know, going in. And as I started to get clean and take a look around and just remember the ins and outs of going through that revolving door, it dawned on me one day, a lot of those women were just like you. They may have not been your skin color, but they were women with careers hurting somewhere.
Yeah, but once again, thank you for sharing your story. We know you just never know who are you helping. So thank you for definitely sharing that story, because we all need it. We all need it.
You're welcome, Jen. Welcome. You're welcome.
So what inspired you to start a podcast? We know you got the podcast. We're going to talk about that in a few. But what inspired you to start the podcast? And what made you want to go that route?
Well, I talk too much. I talked too much, and I was getting on my husband's nerves. He works full-time in construction, and being at home all these hours by myself, when he came home, I would call it like I was like a little puppy that's ready for his master to come home. I just want to talk. And he was like, you never let me get in the door without you just wanting to talk. I can't get a shower. I can't get this. So one day I told my best friend, I said, I'm going to start a podcast because I like to talk, and everybody I know, they're at work. They're not at home like I'm at home. And I told her, and we kind of bounced it around, maybe doing it together. I ended up solo. And one day I was out looking for houses to rent, my husband. And I was telling him about the podcast, and he was like, go ahead and do it. I said, because nobody wants to talk to me. Everybody's always at work. And you say, I'm getting on your nerves. I'm interrupting your sports and your news. And we were driving down the street, and we came by this street called 12th Street. And it's in a pretty rough neighborhood. And I started to look at the character of the houses and how they were old. And it just ran through my mind, if only these houses could talk. How long have some of the people been renting them? And then the ones that were boarded up, I wonder what happened there. And I came up with the idea, 12th Street Talk Back. I talk a lot. It initially was going to be a personal journal for myself to help me continue to heal. And I sent it off to my sister, and it went from there.
And, it you went know, from there. Hey, you know, I listen to 12th Street Talk Back, and it's a really dope show. A lot of the guests that you brought so far, you know, I really enjoyed it. Like, the latest episode you just put out, well, by this time, it's probably maybe like last week, but the one that I released today, and the one last week with the conversation with Kenfo.
Oh, yeah. Those were some really dope brothers. They are really some dope brothers. When I first linked up with Good Pods, your show and Conversation with Ken's came up, and I was kind of looking for something faith-based, and then I said, Victoria, well, you need to think outside of the box. So when I came across those brothers, I was like, you know what, that was the same concept I had in my head, but I couldn't get anybody to come along and do it with me. But they are some dope brothers, and I thank you so much for listening. I do. I call it the little engine that could.
Yeah, and I really enjoy 12th Street Talk Back. You know, you're killing it. Keep doing amazing things. But let my audience know, where can they listen to the show?
They can listen to it on my website, Podpage, at 12thstreet.com/podpage. They can listen to it on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Music, Castro, Podbay. We just started a YouTube channel over on YouTube, www.youtube.com/vt1@youtube.com. So we're all over the place. Any of your listening platforms, we started out with Anchor by Spotify, of course, Spotify, and you know, all the places that you can listen. We're there. Moving right along.
There you go. So, as a podcaster, what have been your biggest challenge so far?
Oh, wow. topics, staying in my lane, not being repetitious, not trying to listen to someone else's show and piggyback off of that, I would say. Just trying to be authentic and also including God in everything that I do, including my faith in everything that I do. And that's kind of hard when I decided to put it in a category. I didn't put it in religion or spiritual because my thinking was, you know, religious podcasts, that's what they're going to gravitate to. And my thing was, I want to reach people that don't listen to faith-based podcasts. And I said, why not put it under society and culture and relationships? Maybe it'll reach somebody.
And you look, like I said, it's a good show. And I know it definitely reached somebody. It reached me. So yeah, I love enjoying listening to your show. So, you know, keep it up. You know, keep it up. I can't wait to be in your show one day. So
we definitely. We got to do that. We have got to do that.
Yeah, we definitely got to make that happen. So if you have anybody that you would like to interview, who would be your dream guest? Name three people.
Oh, wow. you, of course, because I've told you that. Sarah Jake Roberts. I would love to interview her. People probably going to kill me for this one, but Donald Trump, because I want to know what's on his mind.
Oh, I think we all want to know what's on his mind.
I just kind of want to know what makes him tick. I do. I want to pick his brain. I've been wanting to do that since he was on Celebrity Apprentice. So,
yeah, I think we all want to, especially what he got going on right now. I think we all want to know.
Oh, yeah. I try not to judge anybody, and I'm not judging. I just kind of, it just, when I talk to certain people, and I don't think she'd mind me sharing this, I just did an episode with Shakita, and I just, you know, when I listen to her show, she makes me think, and I have so many questions. So when I got the opportunity to speak with her, and we spoke a lot over the past couple of weeks, I'm always digging, not because I'm judging, but I just kind of want to know where that thought pattern came from. What made you think that? So help everybody. I just kind of where his mindset is.
I feel you on that. So what is the goal for your podcast, and what message that you want to give to your audience?
Wow, that's a big one. I didn't really have a goal in mind when I started this. The message I want to give is, don't look at Christianity, being a believer, as we did when we were growing up. Like, in your face, that's the household, that's how it's ran. Your neighbors or your church members bet not see you out in public doing something that they knew your mother was a Christian or your father was a deacon or a pastor or what have you. That message I want to be loud and clear, that God loves all of us, if you're a believer or if you're not a believer. Everything can be forgiven. Everything can be forgiven. It's between you and your Heavenly Father. And I want to set an example for the youth, because I think it's so much confusion out there. And I've talked to several people, I've listened to several people in reference to, you know, becoming a believer or holding on to God. And it's so much stuff. I want them to know it's your personal relationship. Nobody, you don't have to talk about it with anybody. Nobody has to know what your journey is, what you went through, what you're asking to be forgiven for. Just know that your Heavenly Father forgives you for anything. Once you've been forgiven, you don't have to pick up the Bible and read it every day if that's not the direction that you want your life to go. But just incorporate Him somewhere in it. When you wake up in the morning, Thank him for breathing. Thank him for, you know, being able to see, hear, walk, talk, you know, the small things. And the more you do that, the more you have that relationship. All of us have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We just got to let him into the door. He's not, we serve a gracious God. He's not going to bombard himself in small ways and just start acknowledging him. He'll come right on in. And if you're hurting or if you're sad, you know, whatever the case may be, when you start incorporating a little bit at a time, you'll see a different mental status. And that's what I want my audience to get out of that. I want them to see a difference. And if I can say or do anything like I do with my morning inspirations to inspire you to take a look and say, maybe I'll give God a try because social media is not working or my group of friends is not working, then, hey, I've done my job.
Yeah, and that's a good answer. And I definitely agree with you. That was a really good answer.
And thank you.
So, as you know, we are in a pandemic. I believe we are through in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what I'd say is, what has the pandemic affected you? What have you learned from it?
Oh gosh, the staying in the house is not a good thing. Because I gained a whole lot of weight. But seriously, during the pandemic, I was going through my own personal pandemic. You listened to my show, you heard me say before, I had 3 back surgeries. I got injured at my previous job. I had 3 back surgeries. So it really didn't, with the exception of not being able to do my hobbies, it really didn't affect me because I was either bedridden or in pain or something of that nature. Communicating with people, my circle is very small, so we still had that, you know, telephone contact because I don't really go out and communicate with a whole lot of people. Like, my circle is really tight. So if I could say anything about the pandemic that we're still in, that part was rough, just going through the back surgeries and going in and out of there and during the pandemic. They wasn't letting anybody in the hospital, so my husband would have to drop me off, and it was scary to sit there in the waiting room knowing that you get ready to go under the knife and not have anybody. Still going through the pandemic, I would say just, you know, people are starting to be carefree like it never really happened. It's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of pain still going on from being cooped up in the pandemic. And there's a lot of anger flying around. So for me, you know, if I can do something to help someone still going through it, great. But it you know, I'm a personal pandemic, so it's kind of tricky answering that question because my focus was on, God, I want to be able to walk again. I want to be not in pain 24/7.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that because I was dealing with stuff in the pandemic as well. I spoke about many of my episodes, you know, me dealing with anxiety and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, so pandemic was really hard for all of us, but I'm happy that we are somewhat slowly getting to a better place.
Slowly.
That's all that matters. Yeah, slowly. Slowly.
Yeah, it's slowly. You know, they relaxed a whole lot on the mask, which I wore mine while I was. But it wasn't a constant thing because I wasn't out a lot. And I suffer from really bad panic attacks. So being cooped up in the house and having to go through those surgeries during the pandemic, I was having panic attacks and pain. It was a mess.
Trust me. I was too. I was dealing with panic attacks too. So it was not a great time, but. But let's get to more writing notes. You know, let's get to more.
Okay.
So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
I want to write a book. Mm. And I have wrote 3 books. I just never published them. I never got up the courage to publish them. And I want to live on the beach. I want to live on the beach. That's my dream thing. And I want to jump out of an airplane, but I can't get nobody to do it with me. I want to do that. Don't ask me why. I just do. It looks like fun.
I mean, it does look fun. I'm not gonna lie. And also, I think you should publish the books. You never know. I think you should publish the books.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I had a couple people reach out to me in the last couple months, and I don't know if I want to, you know, reveal. You know, some things you do want to keep close to the vest. Mm-hmm. Some things are not for everybody. And I think in me writing them then, it was part of therapy. Like the podcast is a part of therapy.
Yeah.
I think if God get me to the place where I'm comfortable enough to share a lot, and then a lot in the books was self-help, and I don't feel like other people's, even though they were a part of my life, it's not my story to tell, and I wouldn't want anybody to tell my story.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I completely understand. So what are other projects that you got going on that you had not mentioned yet?
Oh gosh, nothing right now other than I want to give back to the community. I've got the elderly fundraiser going on for this 2023 Christmas holiday. We're picking a nursing home, and we're just going in, and we're going to provide small things like blankets and pajamas and socks and toiletries. That's near and dear to my heart. And then hopefully this summer I have some things jumping out in the community. I want to get into the youth part of it, and just have the conversation to build the gap between, which I call myself, the elderly community and the younger folks, to see if maybe we can repair the dialogue between the two groups so that we all can understand each other. So that's about it right now, is the I'm really concentrating on the elderly part of it. Because I know if you heard me before say in my podcast that my mom spent some time in a nursing home when I lost my job. And of course, we have a big family, and everybody was personal because she lived with me the majority of my adulthood. And as I would go see her, I would see so many people that I wanted to talk to, and just was lonely and didn't have anybody coming in to visit them. So the thought came, what can I do to give back? Even though that wasn't my mom's story, I seen so many people there that just didn't or do anything for them. So that's my mission.
and that's really dope. And I'm looking forward to more things that you're about to do. I'm looking forward to everything you're about to do.
Thank you.
So what do you have to say for anybody to go on the same route as you, as like the podcast, your life journey? Say something inspirational.
Be patient. Mm-hmm. Be patient. Be authentic. Don't look at the numbers. If you're patient, things will happen. People fall in place. Be yourself. If this is something that you really want to go into, don't receive your authentic self. People receive you when you're authentic, more so than you're trying to put on somebody else's character. So I would say be yourself. Go into it every day like it's a job, with a song in your heart and a smile on your face.
Okay, that's amazing. So before you go, we're gonna have a segment game called Five Random Topics. We're actually five topics, and you just answer it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so first one is your favorite type of music.
Gospel.
Nice. Gospel. What's your favorite movie?
Steel Magnolias.
Okay, dope. What do you do at your own time?
Gosh, I'm a movie freak. A lot of movies, a lot of TV, a lot of old movies. I just finished watching Love Jones.
Nice. Classic.
That is a classic.
What is your favorite TV show?
Gosh, I got so many. Right now, I would say, gosh, I got so many. I don't know. I got so many. Power Book 2.
Power Book 2 is really good. Yeah, it's really good. The Power Universe been really good.
It is. I stumbled across that one. I was a late bloomer to Power.
I've been watching Power since the very first show, and then they started watching all the other books. So it's been a really good series. It's been a really good series.
Yes,
and last one is, give me a movie that made you cry.
Benjamin Buttons, because just watched that. That made me cry at the end.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie in a very long time. That is a really good movie as well.
I stumbled across that one.
that was really good. But Miss Victoria J, thank you for coming on the show.
Continue
to do amazing thing. You know, I already enjoying your show. And just keep killing it, because you are really killing it. So keep going.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. I definitely enjoy your shows. I can't wait to have you over on 12th Street Talk Back so I can pick your brain.
Just let me know and I'll be ready for it. But before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you, and drop all your information about the podcast.
Okay, it's 12th Street Talk Back over on Anchor by Spotify, as well as on Podpage. Just click www.podpage.com/12thStreetBack, as well on any of your listening platforms. You can find me over on Instagram and Facebook under the same. On Instagram is victoria.marshall.7739. On Facebook is victoriajohnson.7739. And YouTube, of course, my YouTube channel, VT, the number 1. Or you can reach me on my email for 12th Street Talk Back, and that's VT, the number 1@gmail.com.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Victoria J, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. 4th Thursday to 12 p.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Bonna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcast every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Riding Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Miss Victoria J, for 12-3 Talkback for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the time to share your life journey and to share your story to my audience. And thank you for bringing an amazing interview to the show. And once again, thank you, Miss Victoria J, come out on the show. Check out Toad 3 Talkback or all our streaming platforms. Also, look out for me coming on Toad 3 Talkback, coming real soon. So, look, can't wait for that. And once I get more info, I will let y'all know. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays and Thursday, starting on May 25th with the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show. 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more you rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Don't forget, every Sunday's main series of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And every Thursday, we have our new night for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast called Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have all our spinoff series in one night. And starting on May 25th, we have the season 3 premiere of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod. May 25th and every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Then on June 1st, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents a conversation about music podcasts. June season 2, June 1st and every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Then on June 8th, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, myself and Miss Bonna B. Check out season 2 of Date Night Talk, June 8th, and every second and third Thursdays at 12 p.m. So check out Spinoff Series Thursdays, features a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast, myself and Miss Bonna B. Every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And look out for the Old School Show with myself and the star Riding Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for the Gentleman at that podcast on Sundays and Thursdays starting on May 25th. Y'all can also check me out on the Premier Boy podcast with myself, Aaron Kito Sin, the star writer Rod, and Lola the Chief Monty Mal. New episodes of the Premier Boy Podcast every Wednesdays at 12 a.m. New episodes of the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesdays at 12 a.m. Also, check out other Premier Podverse projects that I am a part of. Check out Aaron Kito Sands' podcast show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, every Fridays at 12 a.m. Check out the Star Ride and Ride show, Star Time Podcast, every Mondays at 12 a.m. And look out for Don't Let the Chief Mighty Mal podcast show, The Bridge Podcast, coming soon. And if you want to be a guest on the Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, whether it's the main series or the spinoff series, y'all can email me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenbypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_mrgentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up. I am looking for guests for season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, the main series, and for every spinoff series, I am looking for guests as well. So y'all can hit me up and just let me know what show you want to be on, and I got you. And y'all already know what time it is. It's time for everybody's new favorite segment of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast called Mr. Gentleman Like That Shoutouts, where I shout out 5 podcast shows and I give them their flowers. And at this time, I'm going to talk about the last show that I said last week on Mr. Gentleman Like That shout out. Bold Talk by Joe, Penny and Lashes, Sort of Kind of Besties, Jessica Hyatt, and the Fandalonians. So check out those 5 shows that I spoke about last week. And this week, we got 5 new shows for the Mr. Gentleman Like That shout outs. And the first show that I'm going to talk about is Talking Smack Podcast, hosted by Josh Scars. And he talked about many things in the culture, from movie, TV shows, Star Wars, Star Trek, and many more. I always enjoy the show, man. And check out Talking Smack. The next show that I'm going to talk about is How Coronavirus Saved My Life, hosted by Christina. And this was, I remember when I first heard this show, she was basically talking about her COVID journey, and they had many guests on the show who talk about the topic like mental health and many more. And I really enjoyed this show. I remember I first heard the show and I couldn't stop listening to it. So check out How Coronavirus Saved My Life. Also, check out Christina's other show that she did with her sister called The Family Burrito, which is a really dope show. They talk about, you know, stories about their family and stuff like that. So check out The Family Burrito as well. Next show that I'm going to talk about is the Sigma Cinema Podcast. And this is a really dope show. Talk about movies. And I am a movie fan, so I enjoy listening to the show. And last show that I'm going to talk about is Big Brother Advice. And, you know, this is a very motivated show. And he talk about really dope topic. And you listen to this show, it could really uplift you. So check out this show as well, Big Brother Advice. And check out the 5 shows that I mentioned for this week, with the Gentleman Like That Shoutouts, Talking Smack, How Coronavirus Saved My Life, The Family Burrito, The Sigma Cinema Podcast, and Big Brother Advice. Check out those 5 dope shows right now on all podcast platforms. And y'all already know, add me on Good Pods, Ken Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters that can listen to each other's shows. You can see what everybody listened to, and we have the charts at the time. It's time for the chart review for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And the chart that we are doing is, as always, the Good Pod charts. That's the only chart that we're on at the moment. And due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast is number 3 for top 100 shows. We are number 3 for top 100 shows for society and culture, we are still number one for society and culture, and we've been number one for 11 days. So thank you everybody that continue to support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast for society and culture, and it really means a lot. And once again, thank y'all for continuing to support the show. Really means a lot. For top 100 episodes, we are number 3 on the Noble charts, and we are number 4 for the Indie chart for episode 116, A Conversation with a Virgo with Shaquita Johnson from A Chronicle of a Virgo, which was an amazing, powerful interview, and she told her story, and you know, I really enjoyed this episode. Once again, thank you, Ms. Shaquita, for coming to the show and just telling your story, you know. And thank you everybody that continues to listen to Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, it really means a lot. Let's continue to grow in many ways, because I really want to take this show to a whole another level this year and beyond. So once again, thank you everybody that took the time, read it, support, listen, share, tell your friends to listen to Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Of course, the show is not perfect, but every day I am continuing to grow the show. You know, 4 years strong, and we're going to go more years. So once again, thank you everybody that continue to check out and support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And y'all already know, check out the official website for Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com, where, you know, you could listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, watch every video, check out every guest profile from Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Victoria J profile will be updated on the website, so you can check it out right now. And check every guest appearance that I've been on. You can check my latest episode with the Fandalonians right now. Y'all can buy merch from the Mr. Gentleman, like the store, partnership with T Public. Yeah, buy some merch, man, and help support the show so we could get some new material. I need a new mic, I need a new everything. So continue to support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, and buy some merch, y'all. And continue to support Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, and check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. And once again, thank you everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Next week episode, we got a returning guest who is an author. She was on season 5 of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Y'all already know who it is in the coming weeks, so look out and check out next week's episode of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. Have a good day or night whenever you're listening to this episode.
Hey guys, this is your girl Teferet from Kingdom Chats Podcast, and you are listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.